The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
And now, while you are getting in touch, I want to talk about the story from UCC, University College Cork. The students' union there set up a food bank and it ran out of food after less than an hour. More than 100 students were supported by it. Many had to be turned away then as supplies dwindled. Earlier today on News Talk Breakfast, Maeve Richardson, who's Communications and Engagement Officer with the students' union in UCC, outlined why they set up the food bank.
We just found so many students were coming to us, explaining to us that they were experiencing financial hardship to the point where they were experiencing food insecurity. So we wanted to do something to ensure these students were being fed. We helped them apply for the Student Hardship Fund. We have COVID Emergency Fund. We're also able to refer them to counselling and student health. But the fact is that this is mostly down to financial hardship due to high rents, college fees, and due to just the pressures of returning to campus post-COVID. The goal of UCC Students' Union, along with all other student unions on the island, to push for publicly funded higher education. With the rents that we have, we need either rent freeze or rent reductions on this island. No student can fully support themselves on a part-time job.
Yeah, that was Maeve Richardson, who is the Communications and Engagements Officer with the Students' Union in UCC, speaking to Shane and Kira this morning on News Talk Breakfast. Well, Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners is on the line. Katrina, are you surprised at the level of demand from students?
No. Because down through the years we would have had students, and nothing surprises us now because of COVID. It's had a huge impact for the students. It's the increase in the rents, the increase in bills, the cost of living is out of their reach. And when they do secure accommodation, they have to get a part-time job, they get assistance from their parents, they get as much help as they can for, you know, to keep that roof over their head. But they don't have any money left over for food. It's as simple as that. They are struggling. They're coming to, you know, they've been coming to us, and I've been highlighting it for the last number of weeks, saying like that the students are finding it hard, and they are, and they're coming, which is a good thing because it means their bellies are full and they can study and they can do all of that. But it's reached crisis point now where somebody's got to look at why has the situation occurred? Why has this crisis?
Yeah, and have you a suggested answer to that question?
We go with rents, we go with the high cost of living, we go with the grants, we go with the you know, the college assistance, the hardship funds and stuff like that. We go with all of that. It's a government issue now, and they need to step in and increase and put increases in where they're necessary and where they're needed for the students to survive. These are students that have probably been told, that are being told by the government, go and get a third level education and your chances of getting a better job are way better and stuff like that. And they're trying to do that. And education now has become, you know, third level education for a lot of people has become accessible. So let's encourage them. Let's help them. And, you know, we hear from students who don't want to go back and tap into their parents and ask them for more money.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Katrina, because I'd wager very few students, some, but very few students pay the rent themselves. It is usually their parents, if they're not on some form of a grant, their parents are the ones paying the rent. And do you suspect then it's just that the rent has got so expensive, the parents can't give them the same amount of living money as they used to?
That's what it is. The parents are struggling. You know, a lot of people are struggling in our country for whatever issues there are. But we're talking about education here, and we're talking about young people trying to build and create a future for themselves, because this is what should be happening in every country. And this is where the government has to step in to allow this to happen, to let these students, you know, be, you know, like hunger free anyway. Because that's tough for them. We see it, you know, and you have students like that have come to us from all colleges, from all walks of third level education that can't make it. But at least UCC now have brought it out there. They've gathered around the students, and I think every other student in the country will get some hope from this, that if they're hungry, approach their student unions and try and get something off the ground whereby they don't go hungry.
And Katrina, would you get many students just taking the mick down at Cork Penny Dinners down through the
years? No, you know, we never had that, never ever. You know, we've had students who they come down and they say, look, I don't want anything French, and I'll give you back a few hours volunteering. And they do that, and we let them come in. We would be conscious, and we would say to them, look, have a bite to eat before you start volunteering, in case they literally have been starving from the night before. You know, we don't want to crucify them like with a few hours of volunteering. But no, definitely no on that front.
All right. Well, listen, this issue actually was raised today in the Dáil by the Socialist Party and Solidarity TD, Mick Barry. He brought it up when questioning the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. Take a listen.
Many students are struggling financially, whether it's due to the cost of rent or utilities or food or fees or other things that they have to pay for. The main way that we assist students is through the student grant system. Over 75,000 students receiving a grant. And of course, the grant levels are under review in the context of the budget for next year. But in recognition that some students are facing real hardship and serious hardship, the Minister for Higher Education, Minister Harris, has doubled the Student Assistance Fund to 17.2 million and has allocated today, or at least in the last couple of days, €596,000 of that to UCC to assist them, to assist students who are in real financial need.
Yeah, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar responding to Mick Barry, the TD, earlier in the Dáil today. Well, Ken O'Flynn is an independent councillor for Cork City who joins me as well. Ken, always good to talk to you. Are you surprised at how hard up students are in the city?
You know, there seems to be two types of students in the city. There's those that are enjoying the city very much, and we've seen a lot of photographs hitting social media, and we've seen a lot of house parties and students acting out of control in certain neighbourhoods around the city. So, you know, there are definitely two types of students out there. No, I'm not surprised is the answer. I think the hardship that I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, actually, whether it be student hardship, whether it be elderly people or children food poverty as well, is a serious problem, not just in Cork, but throughout the country. I was surprised, actually, the figures that were released via UCC to another broadcaster earlier on today, saying that it was 60% non-national students were using the food bank and 40% Irish. My own thought on that, because of the high international fees, I always thought we had wealthy students coming into the country, but maybe that's not the case. I have to say the tremendous work that Katrina Toomey does is outstanding, and her team down there, they're absolutely amazing, and they've helped an awful lot of young people, elderly people, and people in very difficult situations, not just with feeding them, but providing other vital services as well to them. I think really what we need to have is a grown-up conversation about student life and what student life means. Yeah. 20 years ago, when I went to college in London and studied music, I had three jobs. I worked moving furniture from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Every morning for 6 mornings a week. And then I worked in a bar and a nightclub. I went on to a nightclub after that. And, you know, I got through it. And, you know, it was what you had to do. And you're right, my mum and dad, I was very fortunate, could help me with my rent. Yeah. And the other was to pay for my social life, etc.
Too few students are willing to work these days. Is that it?
No, I didn't say that at all. I think it's great to see that we have students working that are doing the best they can. College life is difficult at the moment. I think the big problem out there at the moment in society is that people aren't managing their money right. They're not managing themselves right, in the sense of they're not probably given the tools young enough via schools, etc., to manage money, to know how to cook for themselves. I meet students on a very regular basis who are dependent on the fast food takeaways or on the instant food meals or whatever. And look, we all did it when we were in college. We were all in the noodles and we were
interrupt you, but it's interesting you say that. Enda Murphy, the psychotherapist, was only on the show on Tuesday, 2 days ago, making this argument. He said the most important subject any college student can do when they're in secondary school is home economics. For some of the reasons you were talking about.
To be able to cook for yourself, to be able to manage your affairs, and to be able to have nutrients. And Katrina knows better than I do. Now, look, I come from the restaurant industry myself, or was involved in the restaurant industry. I've departed that now, thank God, because of the long hours. But, you know, managing yourself, being able to put food on the table, being able to produce a nutrient meal with nutrients is quite an easy thing thing to do if you're taught how to do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't have those life skills. You know, I think if you went up to UCC and you handed somebody a shirt and a button and said, can you sew that for me? I'd say there'd be very few students would be able to do it for you. Yeah. And that's the reality. That's the society we are at the moment. Look, I think what the likes of Katrina are doing, what the likes of the Cork Church do with feeding people, you know, I think we've forgotten as well that there is many children out there going up in from primary into secondary school that are dependent on breakfast clubs and home packages that are provided, breakfast packages and lunch packages that are provided by various organisations such as Penny Dinners, such as the Cork Church, and I'm just naming the ones that I would know locally here, but it's happening throughout the country. Yeah. And when you turn 18, and you're sent off to, and you're lucky enough or you're fortunate enough to get into UCC or get into CIT or get into St. John's College down here or the Crawford College or the Music College down here or any college in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, you lose those supports and families lose those supports as well. The children's allowance is gone.
Yeah.
So there's all those sorts of things that are gone.
Yeah,
I can remember my cousins receiving children's allowance up to the age of 23. Now, they went to school in the 80s, and went to university.
You do get this confluence of events at this time, particularly around the age of 18, when a lot of them are going off to college, and maybe it's a compounding of all of those things. But listen, Ken, we appreciate your time. Ken O'Flynn, Independent Councillor for Cork City, and Katrina Toomey of Cork Penny Dinners. Lots of people getting in touch. I asked for shout-outs to our children's hospitals. You know, we're trying to raise money for them here in the show. newstalk.com/goanextramile to donate. A shout-out to all the staff in the Heart Centre at Crumlin. You are amazing, says this listener. And to all the amazing staff across the hospital, to Professor Redmond and Dr. Franklin, known as the ballerina to our daughter, thank you for all of the extremely hard work you did. It does not go unnoticed. Somebody else says, Temple Street saved my son's life after a diagnosis of RSV followed by pneumococcal sepsis. I myself, as a healthcare worker, I'm still in awe of the care and treatment we received in some really poor working conditions. I can only say great things. And that is from Claire Riley in Raheny. And somebody else says, the staff in Temple Street are spectacular. We've been there for a number of ops and have regular checkups from the security staff, the admin, cleaners, hospital, schools team, nurses, doctors, surgeons. These people do exceptional work in very difficult circumstances. They deal with people at their most vulnerable, and we will never be able to show them how thankful we are for all that they do. And that text comes in from a mum in Dundalk. If you have ever been through the doors of our children's hospitals at Crumlin, Temple Street, Tallaght or Connolly, and you want to shout out to any of the staff there and the incredible work they've done, get it into us now, 53106.